Hey, good morning, everybody. Just had to read this verse out of Zephaniah 3:17. I love this verse, that song. The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you in his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Praise God.
Yeah, right on. Thanks, Doug. When we were praying or singing, I went over to 2 Timothy. In this last song here, we were singing about how, and Stan was talking about how, you know, the enemy will attack us and you don't want to punch us in the head. And one of the ways he does that is by lying to us. And just give me a second here. 2 Timothy 1:7. We sometimes we get it in our head that we have fear, or fear will come on us, and then we'll own it, and we'll say, yeah, well, you know, I am afraid of, or these are my fears, or your hopes and fears is a term that we use. Well, no, they're not your fears. They are not fear. Fear does not come from God. When we were singing this, and we were thinking, and I was thinking about how the enemy attacks us. He attacks us with fear. Get that, though. That's really important. The devil, our enemy, the enemy of our souls, attacks us with fear. Listen to what God says. He says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." God gives us power and love and a sound mind. Fear never comes from God. You will not hear me say my fears. Because they ain't mine. I'm a child of God, and God doesn't give fear. That comes from the enemy. So they're not my fears to face. They are not my fears to face. That's the enemy. Anyway, so I digress. A verse that goes along with that is 2 Corinthians. I've said this a few times before. I love it. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Yeah. So, there, I'm done preaching. Jerry gets to preach today. I don't preach today, but I just couldn't resist sharing a bit of the Word of God. But I'm the announcement guy. Two announcements today. One is for boys only, and one is for boys and girls. So the boys only one is a retreat, a men's retreat coming up April 22nd. So that's a Friday. Starts Friday night, goes Saturday, and then Sunday. $100. Doesn't matter. You're not a boy. You can't come. Lynn, you can't come. It's for boys only. Whatever. Get a hold of Alvin. You guys all know Alvin. Alvin will tell you how to get there. He'll tell you where to go and how to get there. Anyway, so that's April 22nd. Men's retreat. Come, it'll be good. And then the one for boys and girls is happening on Tuesday. Mayor's prayer breakfast. Tuesday morning at the Westerner. That's like all the, like there's believers from all over central Alberta going to that mayor's prayer breakfast. So it's not just us. It's a cool place to be because you get a glimpse as to what God is doing. There's more going on than what God is doing here in downtown. He's doing stuff all over, and it's just kind of good to be with other believers and people that are following Christ and are seeking His ways and wanting God to come and bless, you know, the folks that are administering the city of Red Deer and the county. And so we come in obedience, praying for our civic leaders. So it's good. So all that, say, we picked up a table here, a table of eight, and a bunch of us here, some of us here from Potters are going, we're going to sit at that table, and we'd like you to join us, but you better hurry, because we've got one seat for sure still left at that table, maybe two, and Alvin is not feeling real good. I don't know, he might be down and out on Tuesday, so we might have three seats left. If you want to come, and that's, remember, it says it's for boys and girls, so my wife Margaret and Kirsten are coming, so if you're a lady and you want to come and you think, oh, it's just a bunch of weird guys, well, it will be a bunch of weird guys, but there'll be a couple of girls too, so, but anyway, so, yeah, come. Like I say, that's Tuesday morning, bright and early, doors open at 6:30, and breakfast starts at 7, and then you're out of there by, you know, whatever, 8:30, whatever, 9 o'clock, you're gone. Really, it's a good breakfast, and it's just, like I say, it's a good time to pray and just rub shoulders with other believers here in town and around town. So come and see me, because, yeah, $30. You owe me $30. If you want to come. All right. Made a big enough fool of myself. Jerry Hunt's going to preach for us this morning. Right? Right? Jerry, do you want us to get you a stool to sit on? Okay.
We are so happy that Jerry is going to preach. He always brings the word faithfully. Those of you who have been here for, you know, a while know that the word is central to our worship. That we want to hear from God, that we believe that God's word is God's word, that, you know, it's truth. We need truth because there's so much that's false out there. And I'm just really glad today. I want to thank God publicly because Jerry is, you know, healthy enough that he can do this again. We've been waiting for this opportunity. Jerry has preached here many times, so we're excited about that. And I just want to also say one other thing is that after the message, we're going to have baptism again. So we've been doing this, you know, whatever, but there's I'm kind of glad, too, that it's not just one this time. We're going to have, I don't know, four or five, maybe more. That way, I am getting wet every week, but at least we're doing it, you know, for four or five people. But I just want to make this clear to you that if God is laying this on your heart, this doesn't come from man, this comes from God. So if God is saying to you, it's time for you to declare your allegiance to me, that you belong to me, and it's time for you to surrender that old life away, you are welcome to be a part of this. Okay, you're just welcome. You just come up at the end of the service after Jerry's done preaching. We're going to get in a tank. We're going to baptize because that's what happened in the New Testament. People just came to the Jordan River and they were baptized and they were saved and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And there was a tangible change in their lives. So it's really simple. If you are looking for that tangible change in your life and you need that power, it isn't going to come from knowledge. It's not going to come from money. It's not going to come from the government or anything out there. It's going to come from the Spirit of God who fills you when you say, I accept you, Jesus. So I just want to give that invitation, and then I'd like to pray for you, if that's okay. So God, I want to pray for my friend. Thank you for Jerry. Thank you for the Spirit of God that I see in him every time that we meet. Thank you for the healing power that you have shown in his life. And together, right now, all of us, we just pray that we will hear from you through your servant, that we'll hear truth, that we'll hear what we need to hear, we'll be encouraged, that we will be drawn back to your word. And God, also just for anybody who is thinking about making that decision for you and dying to the old man, burying that old man in the water, I pray that you would confirm that today. And I thank you that your invitation is for all, that you want the whole world. You died for the whole world to be saved. So the invitation's for each one. So we just hear from you today, Jesus, because it's your word. Amen.
Oh, I get some noise. Yeah, I could use a stand because I may flail my arms. So, and I can't afford to replace this mic. And at one time, I could yell, that's before glue. Oh, yeah, I could use one to hold, please. I could make enough noise before, but new teeth and glue don't allow that anymore.
That could have gone better.
This help that I got this morning here is... this help that I got this morning almost as good as being at home. Because I had a grandson help the old boy, our youngest grandson help the old boy up here, which is very nice, on my wobbly old knees. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful. You know, when you reach a certain age and there's some little glitches in your health, it just reminds me I ain't going to be here forever, and I got something better to look forward to, something way better. Don, you said our good buddy, Alvin was down and out. Well, Alvin and I were both down and out. And God said, enough of that, you two dorks. You get up and you get rolling. You come with me. So Alvin's preaching and he even gives me a chance. So that's a pretty wonderful thing. There is no down and out with Jesus. You're up and at him like Adam Ant.
I'm going to get you on stage so people can see you. Okay? They don't.
Oh, okay.
It'll be better.
Well, that's good. Now, here we go. Alvin's rising up. I've risen by the grace of God and made it here today with a lot of help, so I'm thankful for that. And thanks for everyone who's been praying for Gladys and I. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, we do feel comforted by God. And you know, that song is, the old gray mare ain't what she used to be. Well, that's not only the old gray mare, that's me too. But we can be content with that. You know, you get a certain age and you're up on two pins moving, you're really rolling. And I checked the sun this morning, the sky, and you know what that means? That means God is still in control. He always will be. And that means I don't have to be. I don't have to be. And that's a wonderful thing. That makes, this is what I got assignment this morning, and breathe easy, there's only two pages. However, there are 65 post-it notes. No, there aren't. When you get older, it's a good thing to have this, and I always have. So maybe it's from school time, taking notes. But if you take notes, you remember. Anyway, enough. I'm starting to babble. You know, and there's great gratitude in our lives, and it was sang about this morning, our freedom in Christ because of the cross. And the Easter celebration, well, every day should be celebrating, and we should remember what was paid for us that saved a wretch like me. You know that hymn, don't you? Well, everyone in this crowd was a wretch to begin with, but not anymore. There are no wretches here. And Don, my fellow wretch, we made it. We made it. We're going to make it through Christ. And Carrie, you little peach blossom, where are you? Congratulations. It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, at Easter, it's a great time to remember and celebrate. And I had lots of time to do that and reflect on what the truth of Easter is. And we know it isn't Easter Bunny and coloring eggs. It's the glory of God demonstrated His love in Jesus Christ on the cross. And, you know, I came across one that I've remembered for years and has touched my heart, and that is from Job 19-25. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed and in my flesh, I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. My heart yearns within me. And we should have a yearning in our heart for that time when we're going to see him face to face. Pretty wonderful to think of. And on earth here, as we serve him, worship him, praise him, and tell others, that's our job until that time. Isn't it a wonderful thing? He gave each of us assignment, everyone in this room. No one has an excuse not to, in some way, somehow, with the gifts God has given them, to be able to do that. So the joy and the gratitude for our freedom in Christ is still here. And there was something Stan spoke on last week, and that is this. The rolled away stone. The stone has been rolled away. And that's very, very special to me, as I'm sure it is to many of you here. So I'd like to listen to a song, and it's part of my Living in the Sticks or the Hills background, but it's good old gospel. And I'd like to listen to this song because it has touched my heart time after time. In fact, I had a worship time about 3 or 4 times this week with that very song. So if you would play track 14, that please. That song is very special to me because Jesus rolled away a stone long before I even acknowledged him. He just rolled it away, and I got sober after 18, 19 years of being a drunk. Take a long time to describe everything, but none of it was any good. And then I knew that he was in the business of rolling away the stone because I heard his word of truth. I read it, and there it was. And today he's still rolling away stones in my life, and he'll roll away stones in your life too, and he does, and he wants to. And that's his full time, is getting the stones away and letting the light in. And in the fullness of time, Gladys and I both got saved. We got saved. We knew Christ as a personal Savior. And for all of us, anyway, Gladys and my life partner, I even had Don Gladys, life partner, we could call that after 53 years, couldn't we? Yeah, and we walk together in Christ now. And he's removed stones, and he's blessed us, and he's led us, and he disciplines, too. He disciplines. Believe that. It's true. And so, and Gladys had a favorite one that we hang on to, and it's first from 1 Corinthians 3:18. And basically that says that from glory to glory, he's changing us. His likeness, his image to perfect in us. And he's doing that for all of us as we submit to him, as we surrender the trash in our life to him. He does that from glory to glory. And that's because of the love of Christ. That's because of the love of Christ. So we're quite content with that. We're at peace with our salvation. And we know we've got stuff there's stuff in my life that he's working on. Even this morning when I got here, he said, just take a minute. Take a minute and turn that over to me, because you're going to get up and speak in my name. So get rid of that. You're not carrying that up to the front with you. So he does that constantly as we need it. Gee, yeah, I can read my writing. So we're both free in Christ. And there are many here today that are free in Christ. And we have God's word that we are a forgiven people. We're forgiven, aren't we? But we have one, the enemy, who seeks to steal that. And I think Stan, or I think it was friend Don there, mentioned that this morning. Tries to, well, there's fear is one thing. And then the enemy comes along and he said the past. And I said, I don't know how much time you've got, but a long time for me to listen to my past. But you know that Jesus has forgiven us. We forget that. But we have God's word that we are a forgiven people, haven't we? Does everybody here know they're forgiven if they know Christ? Well, that's true. And that's where we are. But the enemy wants to hold that. And he wants to keep coming back. And I just have a few scriptures here this morning that speak to that. God is forgiven and forgotten. For sure. He has. And this is from Jeremiah 31, 34, I think I have here. Yes. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. No more, no more. Amen. So, that's beautiful. And Micah, I like a lot of the Old Testament because it connects with Christ today. And Micah 7:19. It says here, verse 19, you will again have compassion on us. So this wasn't a one-time deal. It's again and again, because I don't know if everybody's like me, but there's slippage in the ranks. For sure, quite easily. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl. That doesn't mean flick them over the edge of the boat. And hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. And there they are. I don't suppose anybody wants to go swim after their iniquities, do they? Oh, we can't here in the wintertime anyway, so there is a deterrent. I just like that. Hurl it into the deepest sea. And we have, I'm going to quit after a while, but these are important. Psalm 103:12. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. So that means if you're going to keep going after the past, you're going to run around in circles, your shoes will wear out, and your kneecaps will drag before you ever get there. So they're done. Just another proof of God's word that he does forgive and he does forget. I think sometimes he gets tired of being reminded of my sin, because he says, what sin? What sin? If we're staying right with him, he doesn't know what you're talking about. And remembers no more. Remembers no more. All the past is done for. So we have Hebrews 8:12. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins. What again? No more. No more. Doesn't remember. Doesn't remember. And if we keep right with him and confess our sins, I think it's in 1 John, the letter of John, that he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins. Because he's a God of justice, and mercy, compassion, all those beautiful things. I had a hard time putting this together because I thought I could preach this whole Bible today, but I don't have enough wind. Don't sit in the seat of the scoffers and the mockers. I might get. So we have those promises from God, and they are faithful, and they are true. Otherwise, there's no point in us being here, is there? They're faithful, they're true. Great time to worship him this morning. Worship him anywhere, anywhere you so desire. We are reminded he died on the cross for all the sin, past, present, and future, for all the sins of the whole world. But here we are, a forgiven people, those of us who know Christ. He said, forgiven, forgotten, and remembered no more. No more indeed, brother. And God has an answer for us, because he speaks in love and he speaks in truth, no matter what it is, whether he gives you a little rap on the wrist or a bash across the back of the head. He speaks in truth out of love. I got lots of bashes on the head, and it wasn't out of love. So James 4:7, we're tempted, that past stuff comes around and niggles away. God has an answer to that, the one that I found, that I use a lot. And this is from James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Isn't that a wonderful thing, the way he goes galloping? But the important part is, submit those things to God. Those are in the past. I already gave you my past. I submitted it to you, and I still do. And you know what? The power of God's word, the power of the Holy Spirit, the enemy don't like that, so he's going to go. He's going to boot her out of there as fast as he can. Sneaky devil that he is. Yeah, sneaky snake. So these things are very true. Satan is defeated and run. And in Luke 4, Jesus went into the wilderness and he was tempted by the devil. And when the devil tempted him with stones into bread, all this will be yours. And Jesus answered from God's word. That was the power. And away he went again. However, always remember this. I'll be back. I'll be back. And he does come back at our weakest moments. At our weakest moments. So we need that word. That word is so very important. Very, very important. And we are also given weapons in the word, Ephesians 6. And it tells in verse 17b, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. We got the word. We got the word. So we're not defenseless. We have the Spirit, we have the word. And God always provides, and he provides in these instances when we get stuck with this horrible past. And so, no reason for us to live in that past, and it's a terrible thing. I talk to people all the time or listen to them, and they're in that past, and they're hooked, and they don't have to be hooked in their past. So I'll read one more. No, I didn't see anybody on the nod sleeping yet. That's very good. That's really good. I read one more from God's word. And that's from the Apostle Paul. Now, he was faithful. He came from, it would be the gutter in Christianity, wanting to kill them all, wipe them all out, to God used him in such a mighty way, a powerful way. But he talks about this in his life in Philippians 3, I think it's 10 to 17, that he hasn't got all this, that he still wants to know Christ, he still wants to get closer, and he still wants to be made perfect. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And anybody who's been called by God, he's been called. So we're not looking back. We're not looking back. It's a big job to look back at all the stuff that's passed, and not a pleasant one. So those are, God doesn't want us to. So will we look ahead today and trust in Christ? And remember this, he will strengthen you to forget the past as he has done and look forward to the prize of the future, eternity with God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. God bless you this very day.
Yeah, you're talking already, so he's not ready to go yet. We're going to keep him here.
Oh, you're done.
I just wanted Jerry to stay up here because I thought it would be good for him to maybe pray for a few of the people who are being baptized. And this is exciting. That's a good word. Appreciate that word. And it really fits into what we're doing now. You know, the Bible says, like Jerry just recited those words from Paul, that you got to forget what's behind you. That's sometimes the hardest thing to do, isn't it? You know, you just keep remembering it. The enemy keeps bringing it up. He says, oh, you remember when you did that? You know, you are this. We identify each other with the things that we've done. You know, you're a thief. You know, you're an adulterer. We put those labels on each other. The world does that. God never does that. God says, you are my child, and I don't even remember who you are. So we got to break those labels down. And today, just welcoming a few people. Really what we're doing is we're welcoming them in the family of God. And I want to make this really clear that you belong here. We welcome you here. We need you to be a part of this church. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. And this is really true. I've actually had people come up to me sometimes after church and say, is that really true? Like, do you really believe that? Because let me tell you what I've done. It's not very pretty. I've had even a murderer, you know, come up after church and say, this is what I've done. Like, am I still allowed to be here? And the answer is absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. You are welcome to be here. There isn't any one of us who is better than the other person. All have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. So if we haven't been doing that very well, we need to do it better. We need to open our arms and welcome people and say, you're welcome to come here. And that we see you through the eyes of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus is upon you. You are forgiven. You're covered. And if we don't believe in that new beginning, if we don't believe in that new life, then again, like Jerry said earlier, we should just stop doing this because this isn't true anymore. I'm going to pray, and then anyone who wants to be baptized, I'm going to welcome you to come to the front. Thank you, God, that you're here. Thank you for the word that we've heard, that we need to forget what's behind us and to press on. And so we do that, Lord. We just press on, and we can do that in the power that you give us and with the reminder of what we've just heard, that our sins are covered, that we're forgiven, that our past does not define us, that you press on with us as we inherit a new life. Thank you for that, God. Thank you for your grace today, and I pray for those who are going to be baptized that this will be a great inclusion into this church and an inclusion into you, and that when we do this, we're making a stand for Jesus, and all of our past is dead, and we're being raised to new life. We believe that, and we expect what you say, that there will be power in this, and that you will empower with the fullness of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. You say amen? All the people said? Amen. Amen. So remember that what this is about. This is no longer looking back. You know, if you're a track runner, if you do the 100-meter dash or whatever it is, you can't be looking over your shoulder at who's running beside you. We do that too much. We spend too much of our time looking back. You don't need to worry about the past. Jesus Christ has dealt with the past. It's time to press on. That's what the word says. Look forward and just keep going, keep going, keep going. But if you're doing this all the time, you're going to run into the person next to you or into some kind of a wall, right? I'm always reminded of that thing my mirror says. My mirror says objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. And that's exactly what it is with the enemy. He seems like he's right there, and he seems like he's way bigger than he really is, and he wants to seem bigger and seem more powerful and seem like he can control you, and he wants to keep reminding you and telling you, you're never going to win, you're never going to amount to anything. Well, you know what? He's way bigger than he really is. He's not that big. He isn't. Jesus Christ has way more power than that enemy ever has, and the Bible says, greater is he who's in me than the one who's in the world, and not just greater by a little bit. Right, Jerry? Are you sleeping? Okay. Not yet, I think he said. Okay. So, God is greater, right, Jerry?
Amen.
Yeah, thank you.
He's the greatest. There isn't anything greater.
Amen. Okay, I'm saying more than I need to. So, all those who are wanting to get baptized, why don't you come up and stand with me right now? Amen. We're going in. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Marcy. Oh, man. Look at that. Is God good? Is God working?
Yes.
Amen. Is there power? Thank you, Lord. All right. Jerry, would you pray?
Lord, we just thank you. Whoops. No, there's got to be a technique. Eventually, I would say technologically I'm impaired. There, thank you very much. And now, yes, Father, we just thank you for this time when people, hearts have been touched by your Holy Spirit to come today and repent and be baptized. And they're going to die their sins and rise a new creation in Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you commanded baptized. You said do it, yes. And do it publicly. That you acknowledge Jesus in front of each and every one that's here today. And so I ask your blessing on them. I know a couple of them personally and all of them that are here, though, to be blessed by you, Father, and be blessed by this congregation that's gathered here together in the precious name of Jesus. So we commit them to you, Father, as they make this commitment to you. And they rise up a new person empowered by you, Holy Spirit. And we pray this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So what we usually do is, and, you know, this is just a time to say a couple of words, if you want to, about, you know, what God has done in your life and that you belong to him and what your prayer is for what we're about to do today here. And so, Don, I'm going to let you go first, okay? You happen to be there.
Thanks, Dan. I've had an amazing 2 weeks. For those of you who know me and Carrie, it's been a pretty wild ride, but I accepted God into my life about 10 days ago. And I'm now 12 days clean from all drugs. And I've been thinking about this for about 4 days now. So
it's time, right?
It's time.
I've been thinking about it a lot longer.
I couldn't ask for. I couldn't ask for a better woman. Be in my life. Mm. My family, Samantha, I love you. I'm ready. Let's get this going.
Well, ever since I've come here and they've had offers for baptism, people to baptize. I wanted to do it, but I wanted to do it with Dawn. I said, I want to do it with Dawn. And so Dawn had asked our text Dan last night to see if we could do it. And all he got was, yep, see you tomorrow or whatever. So I asked Dan today, I said, can we do it together as a couple? And he said, well, I don't know how to do that. We'll just do it separately. And I said, oh, whatever, that's all good. So we're going to do it. But I want to, I'm like, the reason why I want to do it with Dawn is because I want to, our 5 years together has been a lot of up and downs, more down than ups. And the way I see it is that from now on it's more up than downs. And we want to get this family together properly and raise our children the way God intended. And I love you.
I don't know what to say. I'm very grateful to be here. Very blessed that my family, I haven't seen them in years, and they came, so that's amazing. I have a great support group. I don't know, I've been given a fresh start and a new beginning, and this is my way of confirming it, so thank you all for sharing it with me.
Same for me. I can relate to the struggling with drugs for a long time, and I've been in and out of recovery and this church for a while, and just thinking about 100% giving my heart to God, I knew that I couldn't do it until I was entirely ready, and it's in my heart entirely. I'm ready to do this. And I know I can't do it without God, so that's all.
I love God and I hate the devil.
Yeah. High five.
Yeah. All right.
I think that's all you need to say, actually. Yeah. That's pretty good. How many people here love God but hate the devil? Yeah. Amen. Okay. I want to ask a few people to come up so that when we come out of the water, and I'm actually going to ask Crystal to come in the water with me because Alvin's sick today. So Crystal's going to, you want to come up first here, Chris? Okay. Thanks. And you have Bibles, right? You want to say something about that a minute or just, okay. So if... There are Bibles. If you want a Bible, we have a whole bunch of them, and they're great for reading and great for growing in the Lord. So there's Don. He's got Bibles. See him afterwards. So I want to ask if Tola and Shade, if you guys would come up. Shade and Tola, you want to come up? I want you to pray over Don and Carrie when we come out. And then I'd like to ask if Darcy and Kirsten, if you'd also come up and pray for some of the others. Just you guys, just gonna ask those two couples to come up. Is that okay with you guys? You'll pray. And just, we need to come out of the water and know that, you know, there's prayer that's happening and maybe a prophetic word or just some encouragement. Is that all right? So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna stand up. We're gonna sing a cappella "Amazing Grace" because Jerry already started with that. And then I'm gonna invite you, like we have in other weeks, to come to the front and stand around here. And if you have children, you want them to be a part of this, go get them while we're singing this. And let's do this all as one big family. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear
and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believe.
When we've been there.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved a wretch like me.
Gathering around, and there's this long lineup. I just have this picture, you know, all this, these people coming and watching this crazy man. That's Jerry today. Yeah. Watching this crazy man who just ate locusts, and he, you know, dressed funny. And there was this long line of people coming because they wanted to come to hear about repentance. Because that's what this is, okay? If you're missing this, this is about repentance and coming to Jesus and dying to the old and starting a brand new life. And there's this long lineup of people saying, I want this too. I want this too. Right? I want this too. And there's something about it. You know, we're seeing that in these last few weeks too, that people are saying, I want this too. Paula, you're here, and you were baptized a few weeks ago. And then there was Eric, and there was others in the last few weeks. And there's people today saying, I want this too. I want this Jesus. Marcy, I want this Jesus. There's something. I got a word for you in a minute. I'm telling you. And that's how God speaks. The word, Don, I have a word for you from God today that says it's a word for maturity. And he's saying it's time, Don. I'm going to fill you with my spirit, and all that was old is going to remain old in you, and what is new is going to rise up as something brand new and powerful. And those 12 days are going to turn into 12 years in no time of being clean and following me. And it's time that you rise up. And God's going to empower you to do this because you can never do this on your own. It's time for you to rise up as a spiritual leader and as a man of God and to put behind and put to death all that is old in you and to rise up with what is new. Don, what's your full name? And you love the Lord with all your heart? And Don Merle Bates. Gertie, you still here? Can you come up here? I'm just hearing God saying that Gertie has a word for Carrie, so nothing like being put on the spot, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
I believe God calls you faithful one. He loves you so much, and your faithfulness will be rewarded. You will be blessed. Your family will be blessed. Your marriage will be blessed because of your faithfulness to him and to Jesus Christ. So may you be blessed in this union together in the water. How beautiful. And in your marriage and growing your children the way that God wants you to. You are blessed. Faithful one.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You love Jesus with all your heart. What's your full name? Carrie Lisa Prosnick, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Talk about dying to self.
We make it extra cold so that you'll remember. Marcy and I met probably only about 6 weeks ago.
Yep.
And God is working in Marcy's life. She believes in Jesus. I know that. But there's, you know, hard things still, right? Overcoming stuff, and you're doing that. And I just have a word for you that God, man, it's just such a strong word for you that God's saying that he is so pleased with you. He loves you so much, and he is so glad. Your God is so glad that you're getting to know him, and I know that you are. He's going to take care of it, whether it's your housing, the poverty, the relationship, right? And I don't even know anything about it. I don't need to. God knows about it, and I want you to know that he's saying, Marcy, I love you, and it's going to be all right. I'm with you. I'll always be with you, And it's, yep, wrapping my arms around you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow. I just feel God. I don't know if you guys can feel the presence of God, but God is so in you. And I don't know what, and I'm carrying on here because I just feel like he's saying more to me.
You know what he's saying? He's standing with his angels, and he says, see Marcy there? Do you see how wonderful she is?
Yeah.
She's my kid.
Amen. Okay. Amen. That's enough.
That's it. That's true.
So
Marcy June Dreacher. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And won't you guys, would you just pray for Marcy while we're doing this? I know sometimes you want to see the rest of it, but I just don't want to, just want to keep praying. Okay, so when I just have really felt that God is saying that you have such a gentle spirit, and God's got a whole new beginning for you. And I think that's what you're asking him for too, right? It's time. I see the kind of mom you are. I know that you have a heart that is gentle and compassionate. Thank you, Lord. And God is saying that this is about a new beginning. It's about a brand new beginning for you. And the Bible says that there are thousands of angels that rejoice on a day when someone that is lost is found. You were lost, right? That's fair to say. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I mean, you know what? We've all been there. But you were lost. Yeah, I just keep hearing this one thing. It is this big screaming chorus in heaven going right now. You are found. You are found. You are found. You are found. Hallelujah. Amen. What's your full name?
Karina Michelle May Resnick. Karina Michelle May Resnick, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May Jesus Christ be praised.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you love God and hate Satan?
Yes.
All right. You know, the Bible says that even when we're just a little child, we can know. In fact, we have to be like a little child. Sometimes we get older, we get smarter, we think we're smarter, we don't really know God anymore. We learn from little children what it's like to be willing to sit on his lap and be vulnerable and just to say, I hate that evil one, but I love God. We've heard that testimony today, and on that basis, I'm not afraid to baptize, because I believe it's what God's purpose and what God's will is. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. God's got a real big plan for you, and I know that it's for you and your mom and your family, and we're going to, you know what? You're part of something bigger. You're part of all these people. You see them all? They want to get to know you. They want to love you and your mom, and just see what God's plans are. Sometimes we don't know what God's plans are. Maybe, you know, we won't know for a while. But he unveils them. He reveals them, you know, day by day. Amen. What's your full name?
Sarah Leanna Denise Brezik.
It's getting harder. Sarah Leanna Denise Brezik. Brezik, sorry.
I baptize you.
Soaking wet.
You don't want to get soaking wet? I got bad news for you. It won't last long, okay? I don't read anywhere in the Bible where it says that you got to be a certain age or where it says that they ever said no. So I'm just not in the business of saying no. I'm going to baptize you, which means, you know, I'm going to tell you what this means. It means that you now belong to Jesus completely, okay? Completely. And all, even in your life, all that was bad is gone. It's done. And you're going to join in partnership with your mom and your dad, right? And you're going to be a family of God, okay?
What's your full name? Jaden? Brandon?
Randy.
Jaden? Randy?
Brosnan.
Oh, yeah. Jaden,
Randy,
Prosnick, Bates, I baptize you.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Jerry, would you pray one more time?
Right. Oh, wasn't that... You know what the Bible says, and a little child shall lead them. Well, we had two children here this morning in leadership, and what a blessing that was to see. And we pray that that moved more hearts. If these little ones can commit to Christ like that, it's a good example for us adults. So, Father, we just ask your blessing on each of these good people who got baptized this morning. They now belong to you, and they're now free in Christ, and they're now a new creation. So we ask that from 2 Corinthians 15, that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with them now and forevermore. And we ask this in Christ's precious name. Amen. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Just receive this blessing from God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and the Lord give you his peace. God bless you. This is good. God's good. Amen? Sing it again. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he... Okay, let's sing it out here. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Go in the power of God. God bless you.
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasure,
to
His glory.